What's up, guys? This week on PFA, we talk about some raffle bees, as well as play a message from an old friend that you might recognize. So listen up and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to episode number 69, lol, of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
Lagging out? Your name's lagging out?
Was that?
Dude, he didn't lag out.
I didn't lag.
Dude, he went, my name's...
I was talking
That was you then, because I heard him.
I'm sorry. My name is Chinchilla.
I was talking in parcel tongue, right?
And
that was.
No.
Okay. No. Taking my moment away from me again. All right.
Wow. Moving right along.
So who else is
Since
in the
we could get past the introductions. Yes, I introduced myself. I just kind of slid in there when everybody else was talking.
Squiggy is Squig's back here with us this week after being sick last week. Glad you're feeling better. Kieran, unfortunately, could not be with us this week because he's got some RL stuff going. Which is, it's good stuff.
Good stuff. He'll be with us next week from his new house.
Yeah, we're with Novanich.
Novanich.
So we'll look forward to seeing him here. Yeah, it will be. So, anyways.
Very nice. Okay.
Let's move on to the news, as always, and then we'll go into our other stuff. First of all, first bit of news.
All right.
Would be the security measures.
Security measures. We must have gotten like a dozen emails this week from Square Enix. Like, this isn't working. We fixed this, but now this isn't working, so we're going to fix this. It's like so much crap going on this week. But basically, the end result is you need to change your passwords. They've changed the requirements for the passwords for the Friendless Plus and the Link Shell community sites. They need to be 8 characters or more. And they cannot be the same as your Play Online ID. So if they, you know, don't meet those requirements, you won't be able to log into any of this stuff.
This is a good thing because they've never done this before, and obviously this will take care of a lot of like the account hacks and stuff like that are going on.
Right.
The actual password requirements that they had before were really shallow.
Right.
So it's. You know, it's important that we keep our accounts safe and, you know, make sure that we don't get our accounts hacked and just have people stealing our money and hard-earned gil.
Laws, I'm in your account stealing your gils.
Word.
All right. But yeah, if you need to change your password, you can go into the Play Online viewer. It's in there under service and support and all that. You can find this information on our website on Play Online. So make sure you change that if you need to.
This happens between October 3rd and 5th, right?
Yeah, the maintenance was a couple days, so all this stuff was down because they were having security issues, but it's all fixed now. And
it's all a joke to keep Fafnir away from me.
Yes.
That's what it is.
It's just one big conspiracy against Chin.
It's like, JP Button, go!
They don't say when you need to have your password changed by, though, you know? Like,
well, you need to change it, like now.
No, but they don't give you like a date that says you need to change your password by October 15th, or you won't be able to log in.
Well, you won't be able to log in until
deadlines.
You change it.
I work on a very lazy basis.
I mean, there's no reason for a deadline. Like, if you don't meet the password requirements, you need to change them before you can log in. Like, that's it.
Yeah, but I've been logging in with my old password, and it's been working.
Is your old password 8 characters?
No. I don't think so. Wait, let me check.
It's just for those services, though, right?
It's for the Friendless Plus and Link Shell community.
Yeah, and that's it.
Right.
Oh,
so you don't have to change.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
Which, I thought Friendless Plus was your Play Online password, wasn't it? Because you just log in with your Play Online account.
So let's see.
Which brings the question: if you don't meet those requirements, how could you log in to change it? Oh, okay. I got this.
Oh yeah, you have to go.
No, because it doesn't apply for the viewer. It only applies to those
right.
two.
Right, it only applies for rats. Yeah,
I feel so smart now.
They changed it. They made it so it's not the same anymore, any longer.
We feel right. change. Okay. Next up, we got a little update to the FanFest website. They're looking for volunteers. They're calling it their mercenary program. Basically, what we're looking at here is they will pay for your entry into the FanFest, so that'll be the ticket. You still get the Nomad cap, you get your Gabby bag, and then they want you to just work at some stations. They also give you two staff t-shirts. So what awesome. Those are, like, who knows. They have an application you can fill out online. So if you're going, and, you know, this would be something you're interested in, go ahead and fill it out and submit it.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's like Gopher. It's like being a gopher at, like, a convention where they, yeah. like, they own you for a number of hours and then they let you in for free.
Which is, yeah, that's worth it that's if like you can afford to fly out there.
It's, yeah, it depends. Really. I mean,
I would do it.
I'm kind of considering like, hey, my doing name it. Is you know, it'll save me my 85 bucks and... That way I can be working for Square Enix and still promote the podcast, so there we go.
Exactly. Exactly.
That would be cool.
I'll play a double agent. Okay.
Right. So if you want to be a mercenary, there's an application form. Hit up our website, it's right there. It goes right to the little formy thingy.
It's a PDF, so make sure you got Adobe installed for that. Next up, a little mentionable... The Wings of the Goddess box art is available online. You can check it out. We grabbed this off the GameStop website. It looks really, really good.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of. I'm a huge fan.
And the coolest part of this whole thing is if you look in the upper left hand corner, there's a wyvern.
Boo!
Wow, you're right.
Leave Confusion X to find the wyvern.
Yeah. It's like, where's Waldo? It's like find the wyvern. It's like, there it is, right there.
Like, where's Waldo?
Yeah. It's
like, the box art is Yoshitaka Amano artwork.
Oh, and, dude, I wouldn't expect anything less from them.
As always, Yoshitaka Amano is like a god, seriously, it looks so good.
Very, very cool stuff.
Yes, I like to look at it. Okay, that's all for the news. That's all the news we got.
A couple little bits.
Holy moly. I'm sure we have lots of in-game stuff to go over, though, because Squig's been out, and I've been busy, and...
We've been doing stuff, and doing things, and... Yeah.
Right, so who would like to start?
I'll start.
All right, go for it.
Because, I didn't do much. The last couple of weeks, I've been involved with a whole bunch of real life stuff, so I haven't really been on the game that much. The only real thing I've done is played around with Blue Mage a little bit, got to 22.
Nice.
Kind of have a real life incident, though. Me and Oshi went to a restaurant, and we had some horrible service at this restaurant. So, you know, we went ahead and we paid with our credit card, and, you know, instead of... you know, it has on the credit card slip, you know, the total and then the tip and then, you know, the total that you want taken out of your bank account. Well, I had the idea. Me and my smart ass self had the idea. I went ahead and put on the tip section, LOL.
Oh my God.
You're a horrible person.
Yes, I am a horrible person, but it was still funny.
That's not funny.
No, wait, that's not the punchline, is it?
Yes, it was a punchline.
Oh, okay. I was gonna hope like read that as like 101 or something.
I know, that's what I was gonna say. They charged you $101 tip. That's what I would have done.
That would've been funny.
Hashtag smartass.
I was hoping that was happening. That was it. Like, I was hoping there was something more to that. Like, it would have sucked, but it would have made me laugh.
I know, it would have been funny, though.
But,
I don't like it. I was a waitress. You can always charge back, right?
Be like,
yeah,
no,
but the service was horrible.
Well, if it was you, Chin, she would have done the $101 tip.
Yeah, right. Probably.
Done 101, Chin.
No way.
She'd pull you aside, and be like, "Do you take Gil?"
Seriously.
Pay with
Can
Gil.
You like put that Gil in my account instead, please? Thank you.
Dude, seriously, like a meal, if you went out to a meal, how much would it cost in a deal? A lot, probably. You know? But you figure, let's say you buy a dish that doesn't stack and a drink and...
That doesn't stack?
So you're, that'd be like...
Instead of paying for the meal, say you are a cook and you're paying for all the ingredients. And, you know, all these RMT guys are jacking up the price to all your ingredients.
Here's the more important question, though, if we're talking real life here. Where the hell would you get a fire crystal?
That's a good question.
Good point. Mm-hmm.
You guys are weird, man.
I'll find a fire crystal.
Well, you know
They're weird.
I would bet they'd probably sell them in stacks somewhere. Probably next to the charcoal. Yeah. Well, maybe not next to the charcoal, because then it would...
Charcoal.
Oh my god.
It turns into a fire crystal when you light it on fire.
That's it! That's right.
And you kind of gotta rotate it, like, in...
Go to the store and be like, yeah, I'm making this, I need 2 tips of Sabina butter.
You know, if they sold Sabina butter in the store, I would so buy it.
That's I wonder if there's an actual place in the world called Sabina. Cassidy. You'd be like, do you guys make butter?
Google it.
Because I need tibisps. Google it. Alright.
You're actually doing it, aren't you?
I totally am.
Oh, no way. It'll give you all these Final Fantasy references. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get all the... Actually, you know what? Let's check Wikipedia.
Oh, jeez. Are you going to actually look up the town of Sabina and find out the history and all that?
Sabina doesn't look like it's a real place. It's just all Final Fantasy references. Aww. I know.
That's a shame. Not even any type of historical background or something that has nothing to do with it in the game.
Okay,
it's
so
just a made up
that should do it for our off-topic tangent there.
Yeah.
So. But random fact of the day, there is no such place as Sabina. Yeah.
Next.
All right.
So, who's next?
I'll go next.
Okay.
I can't believe you actually Googled that. had an okay
it
week.
It only took me like 10 seconds.
Did some of the usual stuff. Did some C. Did some Dynamis, Limbus. Had a couple of cool things happen last couple of days, though. Did some Oryu fights last night, which were really cool. We won the first one, and then we wiped the second one at like 3%, which kind of sucked. But it was an interesting fight. Like, have I don't know. I know Steak, you probably haven't. Squig, probably. Chen, have you ever done?
Or you? Yeah, I did it once in my last Link Shell.
Dude, it's so
weird.
Like,
died at 1%.
There's so much stuff going on.
No, we got kicked out at 1%. It was horrible.
There's so much stuff going on in that fight because you have Oryu, and then there's elementals, and then there's like worms. So it's like the mages are off with Oryu, like melee or like killing worms at aggro. It's just like there's a lot of stuff going on. It's kind of crazy, but it's pretty cool. Actually, I got a couple screenshots of it, and I used it for the banner on the website. So it looks pretty nice. That's actually my Wyvern right there. He's just chilling with Oryu. He's like, "What up? I'm a dragon too. got my wings and my tail."
Hey, Oryu is pretty big, dude.
Yeah, he's not small.
He's not small.
Which I guess, you could just say big, but whichever. But, so we did that, and then, after that, my buffer was down to, like, 4K, so I got into a really good merit party. There were 3 samurais, a dragoon, a red mage, and a bard. Like, we got, like, 15K in an hour. Like 2 of the sams that we had, Saboros. And we were just, like, going through this stuff. Like, it was really cool.
Nice.
So, yeah. If you're ever making another merit party, don't get a warrior. Get, like, 3 samurais. It was really cool, because we were doing light skill chains.
Hey, you can get the warrior.
No, you can't.
Because the warrior's going to be me.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's Squig, then it's okay. I guess. But we were doing light skill chains without even like setting it up. Like someone would just do one and then we just go through it. Like, which is really cool.
That's hot.
Yeah, it's like we didn't even plan it out. Someone's like, "Oh, I'm Yukikaze," and someone's like, "Oh, hey, maybe I'll do a gecko." And this is really, really cool. And
I love it when parties are organized like that. People know what they're doing.
And yeah, I mean, we didn't even say a word. We just did it. Like,
well, that's the cool thing about samurai is like you don't even have to really do anything. You see someone do a skill chain, and you just do another one.
Yeah,
just,
it's like
yeah.
I'll see something, I'll be like, "Ooh, I can make fusion with this or whatever." Like,
right.
But,
yeah, of course you would be making fusion.
Well, it's because people use Gecko a lot. What?
Can't you make light with Gecko? What?
No.
You can't?
The Sam three-way light, you do Yukikaze to Gecko to Kasha.
Oh, okay.
And then for there's a couple you can do with light. There's a couple you can do darkness. All the darkness stuff involves Gecko. The light will involve Kasha. So, but yeah, I mean, that was pretty cool. We were just, like, psychically communicating with each other and pulling out some crazy damage. But, so yeah, that's really all I've been up to.
You make me want to level my samurai.
Dude, you should totally level it. And when you level it, dude, look at the weapon skills the people are using in your party and figure out what you have that'll weapon skill with it. Because people don't care to, like, plan these out as much as they used to, so right. If you just do it, it makes it, like, that much cooler.
And people are like, "Wow, Stick really knows what he's doing."
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is sweet. I'll tell you why I wouldn't mind leveling Samurai in a minute. Woot. Gah. All right, what else, Fuse?
That's pretty much it. Just been chilling with the endgame a little bit.
Word.
True.
All right, who's next?
I'll go.
True.
Let's see. Monday. Oh, exciting. Monday we TP burned our first Corinne.
Oh yeah, I remember hearing about this.
Nice.
It was awesome. It was over in like 45 seconds. We're just like, "So, now what?" Drops weren't great, but they were, you know, better than we've been getting. We got a end body and a pole.
That's not bad.
Yeah, this is better than a stake poked in your eye. Better than a crystal.
What I like to call the porny.
The what?
The porny. Stands for pole ornery.
Oh, true.
Which is funny because our first porny went to a...
It'd be ponery.
Ponery.
You guys are messed up.
Our first ponery went to a dragoon, too, which kind of made it even more funny. But,
Right. So that was a lot of fun. It was cool to do. We're thinking we might try and actually TP burn Vertra instead of killing it the way we were trying to kill it.
Nice.
But at the same time, if we get everyone down there, we don't want to risk like something that could totally just end us.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Tuesday we did Dynamis Windy. I think we got like 2 drops.
We've been
sucking on drops.
I want to say we got like 6 or 7.
We got like 6 or 7.
True.
Shin, you need to call the patent office and patent that thing.
I'll just try it on.
Excuse me, sir. The word "true"? Yeah, that's mine. That's
yeah.
Mine.
How do you like them apples?
Yeah. Well, that's not mine. And actually, "true," I think I picked up from my roommate in college.
Dude, it doesn't matter. Whoever gets the patent first is who gets it. So it's...
true. I'm going. What were we on Tuesday? Wednesday did apparently nothing exciting. We may have done Omega. Yeah, we did Omega, I think.
We may have possibly done a fight to do stuff.
Yeah, no. We did Omega and we got 2 hands.
Okay.
So all of our paladins.
Yeah, that'll
now
make
have
some paladins happy.
Omam hands. Because we got, like, 2 hands, I think, like, 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been getting doubles a lot. Like, we got 2 legs, 2
I've
hands.
I've been seeing a lot of doubles. Last week when we were doing Limbus runs, we got a lot of doubles with the AF.
Oh, that stuff. Always happens in Limbus.
And it sucked, too, because
like,
it was like...
Please, and then it's just like, oh, it's it was like Beastmaster
like,
again. And
yeah, it was like double Whoa. Beastmaster. But it was okay, because there was actually somebody that actually did have Beastmaster leveled. So it was like, it was still lol, but the dude could actually use it. So you're kind of like, well, I don't want to, you know, laugh too much at him. But
Hey, Chaz, how many people do you have in your Link Show?
Right now there's about 35, but wow, the actual okay. active numbers is more like 20.
Okay.
Like, the rest kind of have, like, pearls and are our friends kind of.
They're just kind of, like, chilling.
Yeah, and okay. I mean, it's, like, they have school, so their attendance is chilling.
Right.
But we're not going to kick them for that, obviously, you know?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's fighting the microphone?
I know.
That was me, my bad.
Whoa. I've been leveling Thief all week. I got it up to 61. I'm only like 5k TNL. Did Dynamis on Saturday, and which is actually kind of funny because I paid for the run because the bank's kind of hurting.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, I'm paying for the run. I better get my stupid hat. And of course the hat didn't drop. And I was like crushed because I'm like now like 0 for 12 on that friggin' hat.
Yeah.
And... so we're going and we're killing stuff, and we're doing whatever NMs people want, and we're kind of done. I'm like, well, let's do the Thief one, and the hands actually dropped off the Thief, which is awesome.
Nice.
So now I'm like a level 62 Thief that knows they'll have Treasure Hunter at 75, which is awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah,
GH4,
that'll be
sick. Baby.
Yeah, buddy.
What day is today? Sunday. So that means Thursday. I did. Nothing I can remember either.
Shin probably, like, killed Vertra and Absolute Virtue in, like, an hour of each other, but she was, like, drinking a little too much or something, so she doesn't remember anything.
Totally forgot it.
She logs in, she's like, oh, where did this come from?
I totally forgot about that. What's going on?
Dude, that would happen, too. Like, someone would, like, beat,
oh,
like, the hardest mob in the game.
Thursday. We did people that have 99 Kindred Seals can get a 99 orb, and the fights are either like a worm, kind of like Fafnir, but a little different. Ginormous turtle, like
and,
Aspen.
And Behemoth, isn't it?
Yep, and Behemoth. So we did the worm one on Thursday, and we went through like 6 or 7 orbs. We were there forever, it seemed like.
Yeah.
And actually one of the people, like everyone that had an orb got like 600 plus K.
Mm-hmm.
Like they,
that's beautiful.
Because we do it. It's your orb. You know, we're going to burn it for you. You keep your money, but we expect you to be there next time we do it, kind of a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is the right way to do it, because it takes so long to get 99 friggin' orbs.
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, seals. So actually, one of the people in the Link Shell actually got a speed belt.
Ooh.
And with the speed belt, they got like 4 other huge money items. Like, and I think speed belts go for about in bazaars, I want to say, like, 25 mil. So she made, like, 30 mil.
Oh, man.
And she doesn't have, like, ninja level. She's got, like, mages. Mage
Unreal.
Jobs. So she just... Ugh, what would you do with that much gil?
Dude, I would be, like, the coolest... Dude, I would finally buy a Mesrak, is what I would do. Because, like, it goes down
Mesrak.
To the point where, like, I'm starting to save up for it. Like, maybe, you know, eventually I'll be able to get it. And then, like, there's none in the auction house and it just goes back up. I'm like, yeah. That's neat.
You need to find someone who was interested in buying it, though, dude.
I think what I'd do is I'd just finish leveling, like, crafts on all my mules.
Yeah, there you go. I've never
and
been
just
much
try to
of a
turn
crafter,
that
though.
Money into... Well, think about it. If you can turn your money into more money,
I would just level
well.
Like goldsmithing to get the glasses, and then I would stop.
I did that already. I got my glasses, and you know what? My whole thought was, all right, I'm gonna invest some money, do my goldsmithing. I got to 50, and it started costing more and more. And I'm like, okay, I gotta drop this now because I'm running out of money.
Oh, that's my last thing is while I've been like looking for a party on Thief. Which is crazy because you never get, like, party invites on Thief.
Right.
And I'll tell you why it's stupid in a minute, but I've been killing bees. Bees.
Boots,
you steal
bees.
From the bee, you get honey. You kill the bee, you're going to get a chip, a honey, and a crystal. Then, I have, like, 62 alchemy from a long time ago. And I can turn it into, like a stack of beehive chips and a stack of oils. Like slime oils from Kurokula Tunnel.
Okay.
I turned that into like 70k.
Wow.
I mean, it takes me like 2 hours to actually sit down and craft all the crap, but like, and then I can use the honey to make into echo drops, which I can also high quality.
Yeah, and beads sitting as, in
a mage, that's like saving money anyway, because I'm just making, I use echo drops, so it's saving me the purchase.
Right.
You know, so all the leftover silent oils and echo drops, I just hold on to.
Man, if
I did exactly the same thing.
If there was a low level craft that was like profitable, I would be all over that stuff.
I know cooking, alchemy, and cloth craft can be profitable if you get it to 60.
Yeah.
Because it has like level 20 synths where their HQ is going to be worth money.
Yeah, it sucks because in order to get any money from that stuff, you need to get it up there, you know, a decent amount.
Well, it's all about consumables too, like like you see
stuff that people
Smithers
keep buying
and stuff like that, like they're going broke because no one's
going
to buy your 25 mil cursed togi, you know what I mean? Like every once in a while you're going to make a huge sale and that'll sustain you for a little while.
Right.
You know, and but with consumables you're making small bits of money, like 7k a stack.
But you're making a lot of them.
But you're making, like, you know, if that's all I did, I could probably make, like, 400 or 500k a day.
And even then, with, like, you know, if you're making, like, pieces of armor or whatever, you're not going to sell a whole bunch of those.
Exactly.
Too. Like, I mean, you'll still sell them, but...
All about cooking and alchemy,
Dude, the problem is that you have to be able to HQ all that stuff, too. You know, you can't...
Well, yeah, but you can at 60.
I know, that, but like you made it sound like, you know, you can just you know, start leveling alchemy and start making oils and make that much a day, you know?
Actually, I made quite a bit of money through alchemy, just leveling it to, I mean, it's a 78 right now, because what I did was I just farmed all my materials, and a lot of the stuff is pretty easy to come by, at least in the early levels.
Yeah,
alchemy's great, like, if you just farm your own equipment, because it's always stuff people are going to buy, like... Even potions, you don't think anyone's going to buy a potion, but you throw one up there and it's gone.
Yeah.
Before you can even craft another one sometimes. So, I mean, like, if you actually take the time and farm your stuff, which is awesome now because I have Thief, you know, like, I feel myself coming into some gil and it's awesome. As long as people don't start undercutting everything.
Right.
Yeah, which would suck.
It'll happen sooner or later, probably.
Well, and then on top of that...
You make me want to level my alchemy now.
Dude, I'm so excited, too, because I've got the fishing thing going on. So if I do decide to level cooking, I could make money.
Weren't
you
like, going
to
do a guide or something for that?
I kind of put it on hold because I had to give the Lu Shangs back that I was borrowing. So I've been working on either just making enough money to buy a Lu Shangs, because fishing up all those carp, like, that's all I could do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's not really worth it. Like, to just sit there.
How much is it? Like
fish?
A mil or something?
It's two
How
mil.
Much is it?
2 mil.
2 mil?
Yeah, if it was a mil, I would have had it, I think, already. But... Like, every time I get, like, cash, I end up having, like, an event where I got to buy a ton of crap for, like, Corsair that I've sold back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh! And you sell it all back, and, like, you're still you're shorter than when you were because you had to pay tax.
No matter what you do in the game, you're going to, like, buy something, and then prices are just going to, like, go down. Or something like I
You never buy it and it goes up.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid.
I had some people in the link show this week. They were talking about like furniture or something, and I'm like, you know what? I kind of want to rearrange my mock house now, so I bought one of those new one of those 9-drawer whatever those are that came out in one of the last updates, or whatever. And then like next day, someone in the you know, my link show forums were like, oh yeah, I'm gonna make these, you know, if you guys want to give me the materials, I can probably give them to you cheaper than they are in an auction house. I'm like, oh, thanks.
Nice. Here's my question, because I had this idea the other day, is does your mog, you know how you can put, like, you know, you got, what, 80 spots in your mog safe if you have it fully upgraded, right? Mm-hmm. So if you put 80 things with 2 storage in there, like, would it make your storage 160, or does that cap out?
There's a cap on it.
There a cap?
There's got to be, because you could ultimately have like 200, 300.
You know, the big thing, I got to go. I could almost turn this into a rant. I haven't had a rant in a while.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So you got the Moogle, you got your Mog House, you got Mog Safe, you have storage, you have Mog Locker. No matter where you are, the Moogle can go to the locker and grab whatever you need. No one even knows where these lockers are. You can be in like Kazam, and your Moogle will be like, "Yeah, I'll go grab the stuff out of your locker." Why can't you go back to my house in Bastok and grab my crap? Why not?
Seriously,
that's true.
Seriously,
why?
You
the
know
cap
why?
For the storage is 80.
It's 80, okay. Definitely.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, if you got like a bunch of like 5 storage pieces, I mean, it probably cost you a ton, but
a ton of
you'd be able to optimize your storage.
Right.
Anyway,
the problem is with storage is you can only access it from your home nation.
Right. But,
yeah. No, you know why they do that? Is so you set your home point in your home nation. Mm. So your home point is not in Whitegate. So every time you log
on, it's been like that since before Ottergon was even out.
Yeah, but that's why they made it so easy to get back to your home nation, because no one even used storage before then. Or if they did, it was for stuff that they're rarely, rarely going to use.
That's still what I use
that's
it for.
That's what I do.
But
yeah,
like when
that's
I,
still
I've
I
been
use it for, too.
Trying to level Corsair
I have, like,
a little bit.
My bard gear.
Yeah, like I've been trying to get into leveling Corsair
bard
a little
gear.
Bit. And I have so much stuff in my other...
Sorry, Caleb.
In my other storage areas. That's like,
I can see Steak as a bard.
Oh, jeez.
The singing elven.
You know what, though? Seriously. Bard, like, the beginning levels of Bard, I had more fun with Bard than any other job.
Mm.
Just because it was like, okay, I'm fighting bees and magic auras, but I'm also entertaining myself. And it was cool because, yeah, it was cool because, okay, you got Sword Midrigal, and it's like, okay, this is working good for me. You know?
Can you imagine, like, real life? If, like, this were real, like, we'd just be walking and some dude's just, you know, singing to himself and he, like, punches a bee. Like, what? Like, what just happened?
He's like, I got the power! Slam! I got the power!
Oh, my God. No, they'd be singing, like, Baby Got
Dear
Back.
Lord. No.
Wow.
I hate all of you.
You think of the guys in the movies with the beatboxes on their shoulders and stuff.
The whole Baby Got Back thing, I was trying to think of something clever to say, but I've really got nothing.
Yeah, the joke was dead before you even said it, Fusion.
That's usually how
I tried to. I tried to bring it back.
You owned yourself.
I tried to bring it back, dude.
Bring it back.
Right. Where were we?
Chirp.
I don't even know.
I think it's Steak's turn to say what he did.
I think it is. Were you done with your rant about the storage and all that stuff?
Yeah, I was,
Alright, I'll go with what I've been doing in-game. I've actually been pretty busy. And, in regards to what Fusion was saying about Samurai, I would love to level my Samurai now because... This past week, I got my O-coats from Maideggy the Punisher.
Nice.
I went down
Rare
there and made
for
him.
The win.
Went down there and made him my.
Whoa, wait.
Made him your.
And
oh, yeah.
With the edit.
So that's like attack plus 20, which is like unprecedented.
Right.
It's so great. So actually, I would love to go in and be a samurai and use nice. Those gloves, and I actually had a lot of fun with Samurai when I was playing it before. So I did that. I was leveling Thief a little bit, which brings me to this kind of funny story. I'm level 32 now,
okay.
So I just recently got Trick Attack, and I was in this party with this really bad ninja. Like, it was really bad. The pool would come, and he wouldn't voke right away, and he wasn't using shadows, he didn't have any other, like, ninjutsu, and it was just, it was a mess. And he wasn't voking a lot at all, so man. Me and the samurai, it's actually kind of funny, because as soon as I got Trick Attack, I wanted to use it, and I would get behind the samurai.
Oh my God.
And he knew that I was going to try to trick attack him, so he would move out of the way. And I'd get behind him again, and I'd do sneak attack, trick attack, and he'd move out of the way again. I don't think so. But what we decided was this dude was going to have hate whether he wanted it or not. So he would set up to where he would sneak attack and do Tachi NP. and I would sneak attack, trick attack the ninja, and he would just start getting owned.
That's awesome.
So he had to, he was forced to start using shadows regularly.
Nice.
But I love Thief. I'm loving it, really. It's doing sneak attack,
so
trick attack. Oh my gosh, it's
crazy,
so crazy
damage.
Yeah, really it seriously fun. Is.
And the daggers carry like a lot of like stat increases, which is really cool. So I've been doing some of that.
You need to fight more bees.
Raffle bees.
Yeah.
Raffle bees.
I don't know how long I'm gonna level it, but you know, I also I bought Utsusemi Ni last week.
Yeah, I think you said that.
Well, here's the thing. I bought it, and you know how you're just mentioning how, like, when you buy something, it goes down in price, so you lose money? It didn't happen. Like, I bought it for, like, 380K, and now it's up to 440.
Whoa.
Nice.
So I feel like I got a good deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a ton of money, but I feel like I got a deal on that. So had to sell the Bernie, but
right.
Have you noticed that it seems one does BCNMs anymore? Like it's always like maybe it's just because I'm more like in the end game now.
Right.
But it seems like no one ever does BCNMs.
Every now
I have a whole bunch of BCNMs.
There's probably like a group of people out there making millions just doing BCNMs, and we're sitting here like, oh, I haven't done a BCNM
the only
in years.
Yeah, it's always, all I hear is
the Kraken Club.
Kraken Club and Peacock Charm. That's all I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's like,
Neil gets you 400K.
Yeah, I know.
That's a lot of gear, man. That's not
every now
and the BC and a lot of the BCs
airdrops that.
Yeah, a lot of the BCs for things like that, like for knee, are easy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't take hardly any effort at all.
You could farm those.
Yeah.
Word.
Word.
Lol.
Yeah. Other than leveling Thief and my triumphant ownage of Medegi the Punisher, thanks to my Link Shell for that. We had a couple guys come out there, help me out
That's awesome.
Chinchilla was trying to convince me to move to Carbuncle.
You should.
Don't do it, dude.
Bring
Caitlin
with you.
She
made it sound pretty convincing.
I know. You should,
like
Dude, I'll give you gil if you come to Bahamut.
How much gil?
How much you want? I'll hook you up.
Dude, screw that. I got bees. Tons and tons of bees. I'll show
bees.
You where.
Bees
I know where they are.
I don't know. Chin like invited me to like join her Link Shell and like. All the Link Shells that I've been looking at to join on Kujata want you to have 3 jobs at level 75.
Dude, that's like Nazi style, man.
They said, well, the application page says that you don't necessarily need to have that, but they say that people that have more jobs leveled at 75 are considered first.
Right. That's just crazy.
So, that's kind of lame.
So, you have 75 jobs. How's your how's the Paladin going? You been meriting or anything on that?
Nope.
No.
I've been just working. I was going to start meriting critical hits, but then Sammy Grace kind of...
We talked a little bit, yeah.
She was telling me, don't do it. And I was like, okay.
Actually, yeah, when we were talking, we said we had set something up. So let me go ahead and play this here for you.
Hey, Steak. How you doing there? Let's see. Okay. My recommendations for meriting Paladin, enmity first. Plus enmity is awesome, but you know
no,
I'm an enmity whore, so enmity is great to start out with. I think that was the first thing that I did was cap out my enmity. Because you can never go wrong with doing that. It's not like you don't want less enmity. You definitely want to max out your shield skill.
That would help.
You want to get the abilities that you have for the second group. Chivalry is great. It's awesome. Like, you won't realize how much you're going to love it after you get it. Iron Will, I believe, was the spell interruption down with Rampart. That was great, too. But Guardian is even better because that actually reduces your enmity loss while using Sentinel. And once you actually bring your timers down on Sentinel and Rampart, which is another thing that you should do, you will be able to use it a lot more often, and it helps out a hell of a lot in keeping hate and stuff like that. Don't even worry about Holy Circle. Let me tell you what, don't touch Holy Circle. Depending on the way you want to go, you might want to put if you use cover a lot, you might want to put one or two into cover, but I would concentrate on getting Sentinel and Rampart down first, and Shield Bash is also good to have. So, yeah, I think that's it. I don't really know what else to say. So there you go. Congratulations on 75!
Thank you, Sammy! Okay, well, first of all, I don't want to level enmity, because I'm sure that at some point I'm going to want to level White Mage and Black Mage again. And
you don't want to be a White Mage tank, dude?
No.
Oh, come on.
No. Or I might want to level Samurai too, and Samurais don't want enmity either.
Yeah.
So the last thing you need as a Black Mage is enmity.
Yeah, right, I know.
No way.
So actually, I think her advice is good. Her advice is good for someone that would, from here, take Paladin and keep going. Like, for me, it's like, alright, I got to 75 with Paladin, now I'm going to have some more fun with another job. You know what I mean?
Right. Dude, you need to come to Bahamut, and we will duo Puppet Master up to 75.
Dude, let's do it. My Puppet Master's only 17, though.
That's not too far.
Which level is your
I'm only like 21 or something, 22.
Alright, no way. You get to 37, and we'll duo Beast Pup together.
Okay.
Lol.
Because that works even better.
And then after Wings, I'll switch over to Dancer.
There you go.
Man, I want to know what the next job is going to be.
The next job is going to be Chinchilla.
Dude, that job would own.
What?
Because I already have that at like 75.
Fully merited.
Fully merited. Just a beast.
No, not a beast. A chin. C-H-N. You could be a ninja / chin. All right. But yes, thank you very much, Sammy Grace, for advice.
It'd be chin / ninja.
Chin ninja.
Chin ninja, yeah.
I was debating if I wanted to say that or not. I just kind of didn't.
It sounded better coming from me anyway.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking about doing critical hits, because even at 4%, that's pretty cool.
Well, that'll kick in for Thief too.
Yeah. No, right. Stake, you need to decide what you really want to level and level that weapon, like merit that weapon if you can.
You think?
From Paladin.
Yeah.
Dude, I got Dancing Edge 2 levels early, and I was doing Sata weapon skills for like 1,200 some odd damage consistently.
Wow.
It's insane. Like, you don't realize, but that's like every level. And, you know, each upgrade is 2 levels, is like 1 attack and 1
Another thing that accuracy. You have to realize is that it's me trying to get a merit party as a paladin.
True.
Yeah.
True.
And it's really hard, and I have to wait forever. And the time that I'm waiting, I might as well be leveling Thief. So, I don't know.
What's your second highest job stake? White Mage?
White Mage, yeah.
Oh, geez.
47. Yeah. Yep. So Thief, it's awesome. I like doing it from behind. I love sneak attack, trick attack.
I don't even think I can ever talk to you again after that comment.
You know what? Seriously, though, like, I'm in a party in the jungle and we're fighting and we pull a goblin and I steal silver beast coins. It's like farming. It's
like
beautiful.
Money.
I know. So I just take the silver beast coins and I turn them into ingots. And it's good times. Noodle salad.
Why do they call it farming?
I don't know, dude.
Like, there's nothing involved with like watering stuff and like picking turnips out of the ground.
The root, like the word farming, doesn't mean because you can farm millions of things. You could be farming corn.
You can do gardening. You can grow corn in your mog house. So that would be like farming.
That would be farming. Killing bees.
It's totally farming.
Is like,
what would you call it?
Well, what do you want to call it?
I would call it killing bees.
No way. Farming bees.
Farming is just a general term for getting items.
Well, I know what it is, but why?
Clearly you don't know what it is because you're confusing me with your weird words.
It's like the sharks in sea. They're not sharks.
They're sharks.
They're like manta ray things. They're not sharks. Why do they call them sharks?
They're sharks.
You're a shark.
Burden.
Wow. All right, let's
moving right along.
Yes, let's moving right along. Okay, that should take us into treasure coffer.
Yay!
Okay, last week's treasure coffer, or I should say, the winner of last week's treasure coffer. Drum roll, please. Anybody? Yes. the winner is Atlantis Ray.
Yay.
Sorry, I had to pull up my information. So, Atlantis Ray, congratulations. The question last week was what items do you need to get the Draken, not dragon, the Draken armaments plus one?
I'm stumped.
I'm getting there.
A couple of them, a couple of those.
It takes a long time, okay? I'm sorry. All right. Okay.
Alex.
Oh my God.
You need a Draken armlet, a cobalt mithril sheet, a blue rivet, a square of laminated ram leather, and 30 ancient beast coins. So, that's what you need.
Man, 30 ABCs? That's a lot.
ABCs, baby.
What?
It is a lot, isn't it?
What are you looking at, dude?
I'm sorry, not 30, 20. 20 ancient beast coins.
Wow.
It's still a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is still a lot.
And they don't drop from bees, so screw that.
dude, the armlet is the headpiece.
Someone messed up.
We were asking about the finger gauntlets. Draken finger gauntlets.
The finger gauntlets. I was reading the wrong. You know what? The problem. You know. Do you know what I did? I pulled up the wrong email. And I was looking through the wrong thing. Okay, I'm sorry. The correct answer was one square of ram leather, one cobalt mithril sheet, one blue rivet, 20 ancient beast coins, and one pair of Draken finger gauntlets. Yes.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I was looking at the wrong email. I apologize.
I'm sitting here, I'm like,
you're like, wait a minute.
Something is not right.
Something is wrong.
Something is amiss here.
My Derg sense is tingling. Right.
Lol, Derg sense.
All right. That'll bring us to this week's treasure coffer question, which is something a little different. It's not a question. This week, for treasure coffer, we want you to send us a screenshot. That's it.
That is
A screenshot.
Wait, does it have to be just creative? How do we just vote a winner here?
Send us a screenshot.
Just send us a screenshot.
This is lame. I don't like this question.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, send us a screenshot. To answer the treasure coffer, all you gotta do is go into our forums, send a personal message to treasure coffer with a link to your image.
Your mystery screenshot.
Yes. Right. All right. So, all right. Let's go to the next thing, shall we?
Email. Treasure
ding, da, ding, 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 ding. Emails.
The email.
Right.
Emails.
Yeah, email.
Dang it. All right. So, first email comes from, who is it? Yes, Child of the Midgard Summer Server. Now, I have a perfect, before I start reading this email, I have a perfectly good explanation as to why this happened, and I will share it with you right now. Okay. He says, lol, OMG, you guys. You guys got off on so many tangents, you can't manage to answer one question, lol. I love it. I'm seriously laughing. I wrote a question to Steak, one single. Very, very simply, Steak, what is the name of your character on Midgard, Sommer? After the question was read, there was a conversation about the word doll being used in reference to a woman, then a bit about different methods to use the word slap, followed by a long, awkward pause, courtesy of Kieran. After that, Steak lets us know that he's close to hitting 75. Kieran demands another email be read about that amazing moment, to which Steak begins reading the next email. Then, Steak hits 75. Woot, congratulations, Steak. All of this transpires on the course of 1 minute or so, and I still have no idea what Steak's character's name is on Midgard Summer. Lol. Classic Pet Boot Alpha shenanigans. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Seriously, though, Steak, man, guy, dude, what's your Midgard Summer character's name? Ah, thanks. Child?
Well, he said shenanigans.
Yeah, he did.
I think we should answer this by going off on another tangent.
Yeah, right.
Let's have the weekly email from Child asking us.
Like, let's name off everywhere you can fight bees.
Right, okay, let's see. There's Batilia Downs.
Gustenberg.
Saruta. Willenberry Fields. Crawler's Nest.
If it's cold, good. Those are fiery lava bees.
The Temple of Ugly.
Strongy Canyon.
There's, yeah, that's wrong, yeah. Latien Plateau. There's, Kronstadt Highlands.
Bees everywhere. And they just drop money.
Dude, can you imagine if, like, lots there was, like, money. Soda in the game? Oh my god, they'd be in even more areas.
Right.
Okay.
Because, you know, bees are attracted to.
Child, what I will do is I will log in to Midgard and I will give you my character's name. The reason why I didn't go there was because when I'm on that character, it's my chance to kind of be, you know, away from, you know, Steak.
He wants to get away.
I want to fly to Midgard. Fly! Alright, so that's what I do. But what I'll do is I'll give you my name in game, or you can ask Maya 7 for it. She knows who I am. Yeah. We'll go that route. Alright? So, on to the next email. Next email comes from Shook of the Leviathan server. He says, I've been playing Final Fantasy XI for over 3 years now, and in this time I've bought maybe two other games, and they quickly start to collect dust. So needless to say, I hardly buy game magazines anymore, but I still look at them occasionally at the grocery store or electronics store. A few months ago, I noticed a Best of MMO magazine that piqued my interest, and I glanced at it, and I noticed no mention of it no mention anywhere of Final Fantasy XI. They just talk about WoW and LOTR, LOTRO, Star Wars, etc. Now, just the other day, I did buy a Windows game magazine for some light, quote unquote, throne room reading, and there was a small section about MMOs, and again, no mention of Final Fantasy XI. The article was about storylines in MMOs, and with an expansion pack coming out in a couple months, I found this really odd that they didn't say anything about us. So my question is, in the world of MMO games, is Final Fantasy like the black sheep of the bunch? I've been a loyal fan of the whole Final Fantasy franchise since 8-bit. I bought 11 for PS2 before I even had internet access. I just had to have it. Love the show. Keep up the great work. Signed, Shook. I think so, actually, Shook, because for a couple of reasons. First of all, and I don't know if this has anything to do with the game or Square Enix or what, but like, you can't find Final Fantasy XI at Walmart or Target. I think Square needs to make some phone calls on that one, because seriously, like, I was on the phone with a buddy last week, and I had talked him into coming back into the game, right? And it was like 9:30, you know? Walmart was going to be open for another couple hours or whatever, you know, hour and a half. So he's like, I'm going to go to Walmart and pick it up. I'm like, sweet. So he goes out there, and they don't sell it. Target doesn't sell it. And that's kind of a shame, because you can go and buy every other MMO there. You know, you can buy WoW there. You can buy LOTRO there.
Dude, you could buy WoW at Home Depot or something, probably. Like, come
probably.
On. That game is everywhere.
And, like, seriously, I think Square needs to make some phone calls on that, because it would make it a little bit more even. I mean, sure, you've got, like, 13-year-old Billy who wants his mom to buy him a copy of WoW, and then the WoW universe is stuck with 13-year-old Billy.
You know what I do? I'm going to go to, like, some game store that sells it, and if a kid picks up WoW, I'll be like, hey, check out this game, Final Fantasy. You know, in this game, there's, like, 23 different types of bees.
Also, another thing that I've noticed over the years is that whenever you read anything about MMOs, whether it be news articles, like especially news articles, I notice whenever they're talking about people playing MMOs or the lifestyle or the community, 11 is never mentioned. Like, WoW is always mentioned, obviously.
It's funny because a while back there was a TV segment talking about MMO addictions, and they actually talked about Final Fantasy XI. Like, they just briefly mentioned WoW, which I thought was kind of funny, since WoW is, you know, it's WoW. It's, you know, it's everyone plays it, like, and they don't mention it, which is kind of...
Yeah, I've noticed two articles in the past, including that one, where it was something bad. It was, like, addictions, or, like, you know, actually, I think the one that I was reading was about, what people who consider themselves, or what do they call them now, gamer widows, where, like, you know, so-and-so's wife considers herself a widow because her husband is always playing an MMO. Final Fantasy will be mentioned in one of those types of articles, but never anything that's like, wow, technology, gaming technology is really cool. Look at, you know, this and that and this universe and that cool thing. You know, 11 is never mentioned there. So I think the people at Square Enix, like the public affairs people need to, you know, start paying
Stop
off.
Stop farming some bees and get to work.
No, I think they need to make some phone calls, seriously, because you're right. We're never mentioned anywhere. Kind of sucks. Black sheep of the bunch?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe so.
There's so many MMOs out there. I mean, whenever, if I'll be looking online or something, and, you know,
seriously,
something talking about MMOs. Final Fantasy is, like, never listed.
How many big MMOs are there, really?
Yeah,
like, you got WoW.
Yeah, WoW, you got EverQuest, you got Lineage, I think,
plays
is
EverQuest
up there.
Anymore?
Like, lots of people. Lots of people play. More people play EverQuest than play EverQuest 2.
Well, okay, you're talking about the original EverQuest.
Whichever. I mean, both of them are, you know, pretty popular.
like, seriously, whenever I read an article like that, you know, you hear, wow.
And
I've even heard, like, lineage.
And the thing that, I mean, makes even, like, less sense about it not being mentioned is, you know, to my knowledge, 11 is the only multi-platform MMO it out there right now.
Right. Actually, yeah. If from a couple weeks ago, we mentioned the GameTrailers.com trailer, the retrospective that they did on 11.
Yeah.
And their words were, quote, you know, 11 is one of the only multi-platform MMOs out there, but it is the only multi-platform MMO out there.
Like, I mean,
I think that should hold some kind of weight for coolness in the community. Seriously.
Really? And it's all over the world, too. There's not Japanese servers. There's not American servers. It's all everyone together. Like, that's awesome.
That is awesome. I think the PR people need to do some more stuff or something.
They need to get some more commercials out. That's what they need to do.
They do. That's right.
They need a new commercial.
Like, play it during Heroes.
Yeah, there you go.
Seriously, that'd be awesome.
Like, what was I...
Because you could be a hero of Vanadil.
Yeah, I was watching...
Like, G4, they'll do coverage of Tokyo Game Show, and they'll do coverage of, like, you know, all this other stuff in the world of video games. Uh-huh. You never hear a mention of Final Fantasy XI, right. Ever. But you'll hear, wow, all the time.
Yeah.
Somebody get Sage on the line. We gotta talk to him. This is important.
There was, like, I was looking around earlier today. They have, like, a Toyota Tacoma commercial, like, based around World of Warcraft. Like, that's, like...
Even the South Park with World of Warcraft.
And you know what? I think the reason for WoW's popularity compared to 11 is that they sell it at Walmart. Like, I think, you would think that, okay, well, that doesn't really make that big of a difference.
It's more available and all...
Everybody freaking shops at Walmart and Target.
Right.
And that's, you can't find 11 there, so who knows about 11? I've never seen it at Walmart. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
Seriously. And if they don't get the whole game there, just at least get the little discs there.
Totally.
With the registers, man.
Something.
Come on, man. Square should hire me, and I'll be like their advocate.
Let's do it, man. We'll go around.
Sales.
We'll make posters, and
we'll dress up as white mages and go to Walmart.
I don't
like
a white
guys.
Mage, man. I dress up as a dragon.
It's like, hey, mister, can I hold your pole arm? Sure, awful. Billy, but you have to buy 11.
Let's move on.
Yeah,
I think we've killed
I think
it.
We've touched up on it good, but that's a really good question.
I don't think
Thank
anything good can come out of that conversation.
I know, it stops. But that was a really good question, though.
Yeah.
Good question. It got me all pumped, and I just need to settle down.
Easy there.
All right. Next email comes from Pimp Hand of the Kujata server.
Pimp Hand. I love that Pimp name. Hand.
Now, before I read the email, I have seen Pimp Hand around quite a bit. I know who he is. I haven't seen him a whole heck of a lot. I might have partied with him a couple times, but I do see him quite a bit. He says, Suppies, Pet Food Alpha crew. First thing is big ups to Steak on 75. I've been meaning to write you since December when I purchased my iPod. Pet Food Alpha was the first podcast I downloaded. Steak, you are now my inspiration. I've been playing since March 2004, and my highest job is 64 Beastmaster, done all solo.
Wow.
Cool. I've also leveled Bard to 60, White Mage to 56, Black Mage 44, Dark Knight 42, Ninja 37, and Thief 33. I'm going to try to get 75 on my Beastmaster before Wings of the Goddess comes out. By the way, I'm from Kujata, and I also think I've partied with you a long time ago in Quiffam. I wish I had the auto translator on my PC. Not sure how to spell Quiffam. But doesn't matter, because no one can see your spelling. Can I get a waffle shout out to my Link Shells, Horizons Lost, Resident Raffle Derg, Shioryu, our LOL Pup Neomaxis, and Uber Red Mage Lisa Jure, and my Beastmaster Link Shell Mad Sheep. I listen to another podcast called Virgin Worlds. It's about MMORPG news. He has a section called The Podcast Collective. I think Pet Food Alpha would be a perfect fit there. And the website is www.virginals.com. Check it out. Sincerely yours, Pinpand of the Kujata server. Thank you very much for sending us that email. It's good. And I will see you around, Pinpand. So word.
Yeah?
And that brings us to the end of our email portion of the show.
Which also brings us to the end of the show.
Word up.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for tuning in this week. As always, our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Our website is petfoodalpha.com. Join us in our forum. Submit your treasure coffer question answers. Your screenshots, rather, this week. And we'll talk to you all next week. Everybody say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Peace out. Jin? Jin?
She's gone again.
Say goodbye, Jin.
I wonder if she got Vonage.
See you later. Lol.